Hello, Scorpio friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Scorpio January 2022 Astrology Must Knows Horoscope Forecast. Definitely go to anniehelpsyou.com. That's the interface for all the free goodies that I make for you each month. You don't want to miss anything that I make for you to help you with the planetary possibilities. Also, a new perk for signing up for my free email newsletter at anniehelpsyou.com is that you will be able to run a free birth chart, which means that you can use the information that I give you in these videos in more ways, which I'm so excited about. I've been working on this for a while. So around the third week of November, anyone on my list will get the email of how they can access that service. If you would like to see my free courses, including one on unleashing your money magnets, or my paid courses, including Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course that teaches you how to earn money or from your love of astrology, then you can see that at loomlife.com, L-U-M-E-life.com. This video is for you. If Scorpio is your sun or moon or rising, or even if it's your Mercury or Venus or Mars or anything else you watch for, this is going to be a piece of your astrological picture. If you're a very late degree Scorpio, like we'll say November 15th through the rest of the sign or 23 degrees through the rest of the sign, I also recommend that you watch my Sagittarius report because you very late cuspy people have a more complex read and you will benefit from getting the pieces from the Scorpio and the Sag report to piece together your bigger picture. Happy new month, happy new year. We've got lots to celebrate. I'm going to get right into our must-knows. First big must-know is that we are finally getting out of the heat of eclipse season. Eclipses can bring amazing, wonderful changes. They can clear up negative karma and set us on our highest path in wonderful ways. And at the same time, they're usually also stressful, even if the stress is just from the positive change. But there is that change in the air. So October, November, December, we were very laden in heavy eclipse uncertainty, the foreboding, just that change in anxiety in the air, feeling like your fingers stuck in a light socket. So as we get into January, we're stepping out of the heat of eclipse season. Now, we still can have eclipse events and afterquakes from the eclipses that occurred, but where it's shifting. So you'll see what I mean. The cloud is starting to shift from those changes and the normalcy from the changes is starting to set in. So that's very positive. Also, we have something to celebrate that's a must know, which is that we have more sweet aspects compared to salty ones. Now, it's unusual, it seems like these days, because for a lot of 2021, we had more salty aspects than sweet ones. So whenever we have more sweet aspects than salty, it definitely is one of the layers that I look at when I see what was the month feel like, okay? So there's more harmony in the stars than not. So that's exciting. And plus, what is also behind us is that Saturn Uranus square. Now there will be some afterquakes from that for sure. I mean, that is still a storyline that's in effect until the end of 2022. But with every day we pass through the end of December and every day we go into January and into the year, we're getting further from the heat of that. And then from August through November of 2022, we go back for our last lessons of the Saturn Uranus square. But for January, it's starting to wear off in its clash. So that is something very positive. And if you want a list delivered into your inbox 1 month early of the sweet and salty dates and what you can expect from them, that's another perk that you get when you sign up for my free email newsletter at anniehelpsyou.com. Okay, so the next big must know is that we're stepping right into Mercury retrograde season. We're also in Venus retrograde, which we'll talk about. And because of these reasons, there are parts of January that don't really feel like a new year. It will feel more like a new year, the end of February through the end of April, when we start to wear off of this, Mercury retrograde, the Venus retrograde, post-shadow periods, get into the Aries energy. It'll feel like more of a true new year later, and you'll have your big launch period for doing your anything that would require the tides to go out. You want to wait till the end of February for that, but, you know, this is still going to feel like a new year in the way that there's a big karmic cycle that was getting wrapped up from the ending of the Sagittarius eclipse cycle, Sagittarius Gemini eclipse cycle. So there are aspects of January that will feel like a clean slate, that will feel like there's newness, that will feel lighter from the clearing of that energy. But there are other parts of it that are not going to feel like a new year because these retrogrades are taking us inward and backward instead of forward and outward. Okay? So that's a big must know. Mercury goes retrograde from January 14th through February 3rd. The shadow period starts at the end of December, and the post-shadow period goes until February 23rd. That's why the whole cycle between the end of December and February 23rd is in this earthworm stage of Mercury retrograde, which means going back over old ground. All right, so I'll give you a couple of key points about Mercury retrograde. The first is to expect confusion, uncertainty, and things being called into question that we're sure. Big must know, try to not schedule too much at this time if it's in your hands, because most of the changes or most of the things that you schedule are either going to change or will be called into question. So the less things you have that are just up in the air like that, the less anxiety you'll have. The more you schedule yourself light, you'll be free from the stress of whether things are going to work out or not. And you'll also be open for my favorite manifestation of Mercury retrograde, which is last minute magic. There is something very special about the retrogrades. It's like a time, a lot of people come to dread them because they associate them with things coming up from the past that are challenging, they associate them with things not moving forward, with uncertainty, and we've become, as a people, you know, people who like to know what's going on and to be clear and to move forward and for everything to be, you know, productive and moving, feeling like it's moving forward. But we miss a lot of the juiciness in life when we focus on trying to make everything happen and being busy and being overscheduled and running to the next thing. And so the retrogrades help us. They help us by changing our plans. They help us by leaving room for us to have something to do because something didn't work out. And you can flow with that energy, flow with the astrological tides by trying to schedule yourself light, because then it also leaves you open for synchronicity. Synchronicity is that thing that happens where spirit is speaking to us, where all of a sudden we're in a store and someone's talking about the very thing that we really needed to know about. And then we talk to that person and we get the information we need. You know, synchronicity comes from that healing transaction that comes between us and that person that we had time to talk to because we didn't make so many plans during the retrograde, right? So definitely just leave room for last minute magic. And that can include last minute trips or invites to events or other things like that. Okay, so last minute magic, schedule yourself light, big must-knows. Trying things on without permanent commitment is a very, very good way to use this energy because it lends itself to a shorter term energy or flexibility. So it is very good for research, it is very good for education, but it's not as good to try to throw your message in the bottle out to sea because the tides are coming in. So if you want to do an education program, if it's go at your own pace, you can study when you want to and not have to show up for things, that type of thing is very well indicated because there's flexibility. You know, if it's an affordable payment plan, if it's something that's affordable, then if it's not short term, then that's okay because it has flexibility and it has, you know, that flow opened in for you. All right, so let's talk more about Venus in retrograde, okay? So some highlights, I'm not going to go into everything that is the most important to know because that would take up the whole video, but I do have a separate video that I highly recommend you watch. If you search for Annie Botticelli Venus retrograde, then you will see that video. But biggest must knows is that Venus rules love and relationships, beauty and design, money and finances. So it covers a lot of ground and the transit is long. So December 19th through January 29th is the actual retrograde, but the pre-shadow period starts November 18th and the post-shadow period stretches until the beginning of March. So must know for that time is you're going to have your Venus goggles on and that means you might not be seeing things clearly in love, beauty, money, design, finance, relationships. So experimentation is wonderful for this time in a way that you don't lose what you have. So for instance, some kind of natural hair color that you can put in and it washes out rather than dyeing all your hair red, wearing a hairstyle where a part of your hair gets pinned up and it feels like your hair is shorter, but you don't cut off all your hair, henna tattoo instead of a regular one, getting a new lotion for a beauty treatment instead of a surgery. So you see where I'm going with this. Anything where you can experiment, do some sprucing up, you know, pay some more attention to some things in those arenas that need it without losing the stability of what it is that you have. Because when your Venus goggles come off, they start wearing off, you know, in February into March, you might look back and wish that you had some of the clothes that you threw out, you know, the relationship that you left, the job source that, you know, you decided to not to be done with, some of those stable things that you really just needed to experiment and needed to stretch into some other areas. It's more beneficial if you can hold on to the things that you have while you do that stretching. But it is a great time for experimentation. It is a great time for sprucing up. You will find that you're wanting to pay more attention to your physical appearance, your body, your space. So something else about Venus retrograde is that form, or we'll say function over design, is very optimal. All right, so let's say you've got some money you've got to spend on your house. Instead of redesigning, you know, your house or painting it a new color, touch-up painting and replacing rotting wood would be a great way to use the energy, right? So let's say you can't get your RV out of your driveway easily. Paving over the spot where would make it easier. That's not a design project. That is a functional project. Those kinds of things lend themselves to the Venus retrograde energies because you're getting stuff done. And this is especially relevant because Venus is in Capricorn, and Capricorn is very practical. So any ways that you can use practicality in love, beauty, money, design, that is going to favor, you know, that's going to favor you more. Getting new throw pillows instead of a new couch. You know, not to say that no one can get a new couch, but again, it's going to be harder if you decide you don't, the couch isn't comfortable, you don't like how it looks after Venus goes direct. It'll be easier to replace the pillows if you decide you don't want those colors than it would be to replace the couch. So just kind of take these examples and expand them out. I also have a lot of blogs on the topic. If you, at AnnieHelpsYou.com, I have a whole Venus retrograde through the signs and houses series. Also, if you are born in Venus retrograde or if you are expecting a baby in Venus retrograde, I have a special blog on wonderful traits of someone born with Venus in retrograde. So you can search for that too. Okay, so let's see what else. For Scorpio, your third house is being very, very, very focused on. Okay, so all the energies in Capricorn are bringing attention to your mobility, could bring up a lot of travel, could bring up topics about your cars or your devices. This also, things with your cousins or your relatives could be coming up in a big way. Big news from your sister or your cousin or something like that could be happening. Also, you could be seeing these people or making plans to see the people, something like that. And this also rules writing projects or other creative projects. So that's very, very full for you. Good news for Scorpio is that the Capricorn energies make a nice angle for you. So as the sun, the moon and the new moon and Venus and retrograde and all of the other placements here are moving through Cap, they're making a 60 degree angle with your Scorpio placement, which is full of opportunities. So this month will be full of opportunities that you have to actually take in order for them to do something with. Sometimes I hear people say, well, nothing happened from this period of time or whatever, you know, we were talking about there. And it's up to you to look for, find, and do something with the opportunities. So you can say, oh, well, nothing happened. But if you really think more clearly, did someone invite you somewhere? Did someone offer you something? Was there something on the table that you could have actualized to do something with? And then that would be on you, right? So sometimes we have to take an active role in our destiny. And when we have 60 degree angles, like Scorpio is going to have a ton of at this time, then it's more, even more important for you to be looking for and using the opportunities that come. And a lot of that is also going to be very focused on money and business and work. Now, I know there are a lot of you who are retired, and obviously for you all, that's not going to be relevant. But the massive amount of people are not retired who are listening to this right now. And so it's going to come up. Employment, your job, questioning what you want to do with your life, questioning what you want to do for your work. And again, this topic of experimentation is very, very important, where maybe you start taking classes about something you might think that you want to do in the future. Maybe you take a little side job in the field and see how you like it, or you volunteer doing some work that you think you might want to do. The way that this can be most relevant for people who are retired or who don't need money for to work for money can be, what are you going to do with your gifts? What are you going to do with your, you know, how are you going to give what you have to the world and share with the world and show up in the world, whether you're making money or not? So that can be relevant if you don't need the money or you're retired, but that can also be relevant if you do need the money, because that question is, what are you doing with your life and what do you want to be doing and what can you be doing that can help you get on track? The eclipse cycle that ended and the new eclipse cycle that opened up, obviously we've got, we're in a Taurus Scorpio eclipse cycle now. So you're going to have a very eventful couple of years as it relates to your income, your spouse or family income, how your resources are shuffled around. And so this is kind of feeding into this bigger picture of what you're going to do. But this is a fantastic time to try some things on. But again, the caution here is to try to keep the stability that you might have while you do your experimenting. Like, try to do those things on the side. Like, if you want to take some classes for a new job, maybe keep your old job so you can pay for the classes, right? So that is happening. All right, you've got Mars in Sagittarius, and this is a little bit of a nuisance for Scorpio energies. So you will be feeling a little bit distracted, a little bit scattered, and you might be feeling like you're throwing like a bunch of stuff at the wall, especially with your finances, to see what sticks. But there's a place for that where you can kind of, again, do this experimenting. All the Sagittarian topics, such as immigration, international business, different cultures, different languages, teaching, learning, education, are going to stay front and center as they have been for quite a few months now. And the energies of Capricorn that we talked about, plus the Aquarius energies, are starting to come in. Now, this brings a different dynamic for Scorpio energies, because all that Cap energy that is dominating this month is in a nice angle for you. But as we start to move into the Capricorn energy, Aquarius energies, that makes a 90 degree angle. That's a pressure angle. So towards the end of the month, and also the retrograde is going to bring this in, because the retrograde will be part in Aquarius, you're really going to feel some kind of pressure with your home and family, pressure with your housing, pressure for if you have a home-based business. So there is some pressure coming, but you don't have to dread it. Just know that it's purposeful and it will help you to get to your goals. Okay, so one thing I wanted to point out is that all of you have chances for kisses from the Capricorn placement. So no Scorpios being left out of that. One beautiful sweet spot, actually the first 10 days of the month is just a sweet streak spree. So we have that to look forward to. And one of those things is the new moon in Capricorn on January 2nd. That will be at 12 degrees of Cap. And that can be beneficial for all of you. But those of you who are in the last, the last few days of October and the first few days of November, the closer to 12 degrees, the more potent, the more you'll get blessings from that Capricorn new moon in the days around January 2nd. And by running your free birth chart online, now you can do it through my email list at anniehelpsyou.com. You can see what your degrees are so that when I drill down into these degrees, it will be better. And while we're on the topic, we'll just drill down a little more with this Venus retrograde cycle. All Scorpios can benefit from the fact that Venus is in a sign that is harmonious with yours through its retrograde process. But those of you who are between 11 and 26 degrees, so that's basically all the November born, with the exception of the last couple of days of the sign, all of the November born are going to have multiple kisses from Venus, making a connection, positive connection, retrograding and making the same connection, then going direct and making the connection again. All right, so if you're in that zone, then you can expect even more blessings from the past from the Venus retrograde. Okay, so the last thing I wanted to talk about is that Jupiter is recently in Pisces. This was as of the end of December. I talked about this in the December report, but I'm going to go into it a little bit more here. This is amazing because, first of all, Jupiter is the great benefic, the great protector, and now it's in fellow water sign. So we have the most benefic, happy, benevolent outer planet that we have, and now it's in the sign speaking your language. So that means from the end of December through the beginning of May, every Scorpio will get your kisses from Jupiter in your trine, in the trine configuration, which is the most beneficial and powerful and harmonious of all in astrology. So expansion, you know, kind of unprecedented expansion, growth, positive forward movement, awarenesses, insights, healings, you know, connections with others can manifest in an amazing way. And if you are a creative Scorpio or someone who's trying to get more in touch with your creativity, this is even more exciting because the fifth house is what's going to be accentuated during this time from the end of December through May, where anything that you create, trying to be out in front of people, you know, like if you're a fashionista or if you're an actor or if you are a teacher where everyone's looking at you, or if you are a comedian, or if you are, you know, an artist or trying to get yourself out more in the limelight or getting your work being seen, the odds are much greater for that at this time, as are the odds of finding your true love or stepping into a deeper level of perfection in your current relationship, because the fifth house is the house of true love. So this is really, really, really exciting news that a lot of positive, very positive forward movement can be made, even in the retrograde, because Jupiter is working to protect and enhance and really set up that sacred space of union for you in a magical way. So if you're single, you might find that you get very popular here over these times. And if you want to have a baby, the odds are increased for that. Also, if you want to heal your relationships with your current kids, that is expanded. Or having relationships with children that are like your relatives or friends, your baby sector is very, very, very much increased, whether it's your own children or other children. So that energy of creative babies is coming up in a major way. Okay, so I've given you lots of information to help you make the most of this new month and this new year. If you would like even more information, I have a lot more resources for you. Go to anniehelpsyou.com, or you can click on the link below this video. If you click on the little more button with the arrow, the notes will be revealed and the direct link is there. And if you would love to be an astrologer as your profession, or just earn a little bit of money on the side from your love of astrology, or just help yourself and your friends and your family without charging, you will love my Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course. As you can see from all of the things that I do, I'm a teacher. I love to teach astrology. And if you think I put a lot into my free resources, you should see what goes into this crazy comprehensive course, Becoming a Professional Astrologer, which you can see at loomlife.com, L-U-M-E, life.com. This link is also in the notes underneath the video. I also have a book. I have multiple books, but the book that is most about astrology is called Planetology. And you can see that at any major booksellers, and it's actually on the shelf at all major booksellers. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye!